Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Bob Kuska back on the show. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, former VP of HR at Gillette Company. And now he's on his own working to with his own business, the Fusion Factor, which he's helping people on both sides of the desk do a better job of meeting and getting to know each other and making the employment process work better. He's the author of The Higher Ground, An Insider's Guide to Finding a Career. He's our good friend, Bob Kuska. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always good to be here.
Good to have you back. So, Bob, and I hope I'm setting you up for this the right way, but I was telling the audience something that has been one of the most fascinating statistics in my career, and that is that since the 70s, when I first started paying attention to these things, and they started coming across my desk, the top four or five reasons why people leave, in as they report in their exit strategies, exit interviews, I should say, the top four or five things are anything except compensation.
Mm-hmm.
People don't leave because they're not compensated well, as much as because they aren't treated well. Whatever treated well might mean, it could be completely different from me to you. But that's my frame of reference for compensating people to get them to stay. What do you think?
Well, when I look at compensation, Jim, I think about it in the following way. I think about, why do I join a company and why do I stay? So now it's a question of, you know, we talk about human capital nowadays, and that's what drives your business.
Mm-hmm.
Am I paying? I say you have to have a compensation philosophy. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be, I'm going to be the highest paying guy on the block. It really needs to reflect where your business is.
Mm-hmm.
So as an example, if you're in a high-tech sector and you have to have, you know, the smartest software developers, that may drive your philosophy one way. If you are in a low-tech sector and you can have people that will work at a certain cost-effective salary, mm-hmm. that may drive your philosophy another way. But you should have a philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you opened this up by saying, do people stay for pay? Well, for the longest time, Jim, I've had the theory that pay is a satisfier, not necessarily a motivator. There are some people, especially in the field of sales, that will work more for pay and work and move for pay. But most of us, when we get to a certain level, it meets our needs and we're satisfied with it if the rest of the conditions in the employment contract, you know, also meet our needs. If we like our boss,
right.
If we like our environment, if we like what our company is doing.
Well, that's what happens, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people will settle in. They get comfortable in their job. They get good at what they do. They feel somewhat fulfilled in it. They found a way to live on what's being paid. They recognize that in this job that I have, this is typically what people are paid. And if I'm going to love this job, I need to learn how to live with this level of compensation. Right.
That's right.
And then when they look around, they say, okay. You know, this isn't working for my family. I need a bigger house, and I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might start looking around and trying to find a way to make more money.
That's right. And we do get these blips, you know, in the economic conditions. So, for instance, you know, in the late 90s, we had this IT blip where we couldn't get enough IT people, and the velocity of movement was disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get them, and guess what we did? You know, the good old American way. We threw money at it.
Mm-hmm.
I was offering higher, you know, starting bonuses that were through the roof. So all I'm saying to people today is, Watch what's coming around the corner. Watch what's happening within your organization, especially on those core people that you really need, because all the numbers are pointing to a supply and demand issue once again. If that
front page saying that we're going to – well, we've already got 4 million jobs that can't be filled, right?
That's right. That's right. And
so, Jim, so we've got we're a long way from it being an employee's market, right?
You know, this has been glacial creep this time around.
Yeah.
When I saw the early 80s and the early 90s, the bounce back from recession on the job side, it was huge.
Yeah.
Couldn't get people.
Not this time.
It's been
now the problem except that the problem is not so much the humans as much as it is the qualified humans.
That's right.
Right? Two different things, right?
That's right. That's right. And we're going to look at shortages in certain qualified areas. For instance, right now, I'll give you two very distinct areas. My clients are having trouble hiring truck drivers because of volume. They're having trouble hiring accountants because people aren't going into the field to the same degree they once were. So then you have to come up with, okay, what's my philosophy? Do I have to go out and steal them, or do I start building them on my own? Do I train accountants? So I think that
you have to.
You know,
I've got a friend who was had in the HVAC business. He was in it for 50 years probably, and about 20 years before he retired, he got tired of poaching or getting them out of the junior college or whatever, and he would get them at some stage. They might have they obviously have some inclination. Maybe they'd taken some courses at the community college. And he literally made them HVAC experts in his own little school, in his own business. He grew his own people. And you know what? 20 years later, those people bought his business from him. How about that? He not only trained his own workforce and made them experts, he trained his own purchaser.
You know what? He was working on developing a key resource for his organization, but unfortunately, many people are more short-term oriented.
Right.
So they're not looking 5 and 10 years down the road. They're saying, what's my bottom line look like today? And when you get to that point when, now here's the thing, we talked about, do people leave for pay? Yeah. Not necessarily so, but what happens when that key guy, that core employee that you really need, you know, maybe they don't leave for pay. Maybe they leave for a different environment, or they just retire on you.
Hold on to that thought. Yeah, that's a good point. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Bob Kuska after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.